The beautiful completeness of the Word of God found in the Textus Receptus, the authorized King James Version of the Holy Bible, is sheer dazzlement. It was authored by God thousands of years ago, yet carnaled them through the ages and on to today. In their most advanced levels of knowledge, still struggles to destroy it, yet ever without a modicum of success. All of their quests and challenges are so simply and completely answered, every single one. Whether it's their latest and greatest talking points, such as the parallel universe and wormholes, or the quest to understand the unifying theory of everything and the attempt to discover the Higgs boson, or whether there is life in outer space, or how did it all begin, or the mystery of organizing information, it is so simply answered in the Word of God. But unfortunately for the carnally wise, only the children can understand. The mighty Christ declares in Matthew chapter 18, 3 and 4, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of God. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Are you ready to regress to the childlike place of holy faith and glorious purpose? Are you ready to be once and for all free from the bondage of sin? Would you like the power to live a magnificent, holy life? You can make this unparalleled decision today. You can be born again, born a second time right now. Do it now. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. All your questions will soon disappear. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms 91, verses 7 through 11, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold, and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. God said, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. God said, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Man said, we're not interested in the oppressive moral restrictions in the Bible. These archaic commandments have inhibited man far too long from discovering himself. Now the record. How beautiful are the words of God. They truly are the way, the truth, and the life. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, where God is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This is God Said, Man Said, feature 508, that proves beyond any reasonable doubt the God of the Bible. These features are archived on this website in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Be of good cheer, saints, for your childlike faith has been, is being, and will be rewarded. God places restraints on his children to protect us from hurtful lust, from devastating sins. In his commandments is found his love, and the believer's obedience to his commandments is a demonstration of their love for God. 1 John chapter 5, verses 2 and 3, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Those who are obedient are very well loved and protected. Their spiritual man stands upon the moral high ground. Their health is protected. Their wealth is protected. Their psychological well-being is protected, etc. God sets a clear difference between the obedient and disobedient, a difference at least as clear as day versus night. This is part 5 of the series. The literal difference is staggering, and it'll be one more unequivocal truth that God is. The love of God is discovered in keeping his commandments. This article will demonstrate this marvel. Many have railed upon good, sound Bible teaching, telling all who will listen that their God is not a God of do's and don'ts, but a God of liberty. However, in most cases, their parsing of words really means I want to satisfy the lust of my flesh in Jesus' name. We must note that God is the God of liberty, but not liberty from God's restraints. His restraints and directives are given in His Word to protect and deliver us from the bondage of sin and the hurtful lust of the flesh. This is liberty. God's love is discovered in His commandments, and it starts for the redeemed. Beginning with John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The Word of God is so marvelously literal, so supernaturally practical and useful. Above we quoted Psalms 91:7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. 1,000 shall fall at the side of God's obedient, and 10,000 at his right hand, and it will not come near him. How could this be? The Bible skeptics say, surely this passage is not to be taken literally. God's word separates the obedient from the disobedient in the most amazing and obvious ways. In the first four features of this series, we noted 24 situations that dramatically highlight the difference, and now come numbers 25 through 30. Prepare for the staggering differences that prove once again that the God of the Bible is, and those that follow His directives find life and find it more abundantly. The word is abundantly. Number 25, the situation. God commands against all manner of sex outside of marriage, including rape. In the camp of the disobedient, according to the U.S. Department of Justice statistics for 2008, in America, there were 89,000 forced rapes. In the camp of the obedient, those guilty of rape, zero. Number 26, the situation. God commands against crime against your fellow man in a multitude of places. The Word of God declares in Romans 13:8-10, Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. In the camp of the disobedient in America in 2008, there were 9,767,915 crimes against someone else's property. In the camp of the obedient, those guilty for crimes against their neighbor, zero. Number 27, the situation. God commands in Exodus 20:15, thou shalt not steal. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, in America in 2008, there were 956,846 motor vehicle thefts. In the camp of the obedient, those guilty of motor vehicle thefts, zero. Number 28, the situation. As mentioned in number 26, we are to love our neighbors and ourselves, and we are to do violence to no man, Luke 3:14. In the camp of the disobedient in the year 2008 in America, there were 834,885 cases of aggravated assault. In the camp of the obedient, the cases of aggravated assault, zero. Number 29. The situation. God commands against extramarital sexual activity entirely. According to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, in America in 2008, there were 79,914 arrests for sexual crimes other than prostitution and rape. Note, these were arrests. Let's assume conservatively that there were 50 crimes for every one conviction. In the camp of the disobedient, there were 3,995,706 crimes. In the camp of the obedient, those guilty of sex crimes, zero. Number 30, the situation. God commands against fraud in sundry places. According to the FBI, there were 234,199 arrests for fraud in 2008. Assume at least 10 cases of fraud for every arrest. In the camp of the disobedient, there were 2,341,990 cases of fraud. In the camp of the obedient, those guilty of fraud, 0. Moses was speaking to God in Exodus chapter 33, verses 15 and 16, and he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. So far in this series, we have listed 30 situations. The camp of the disobedient tallies into the billions. In the column of the camp of the obedient, the number is a big, fat, beautiful 0. If you have yet to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, click on the Further with Jesus and join the camp of the zeros. God said, Psalms 91, 7 through 11, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. God said, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. God said, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Man said, we're not interested in the oppressive moral restrictions in the Bible. These archaic commandments have inhibited man far too long from discovering himself. Now you have the record.